I remember in my junior, should be the junior middle school. What I mean is that it's the Form 1 to Form 3. My secondary school has a elite English class, and I'm part of the class, and our school puts more resources into the elite English class, and yeah, and I think it's in Form 2, there is a foreign teacher to teach us English, and the teacher is a female and is from Australia, I think. Yeah. And I think her teaching methods are quite special. She requires us to do a reading presentation once a month. So it's quite challenging for a Form 2 kid. And at that time, we all thought that she was quite harsh to us. But now I think that it's quite interesting, because at that time I read most of my English books in that time, and also she, despite the limited learning hours in our daily lessons, she also gives us extra lessons. And not only she taught us some English skills like grammar or reading comprehension, those things, she sometimes make jokes to students, and she also taught us some other things like some history in English and something like that. Because my secondary school are taught in Chinese, we have no idea what are the subjects in English. So I think it's quite interesting. So I think that's the most memorable part of my learning experience. And my most memorable English reading experience is also happening at that time. And because we are forced to read many English books, and I found one of them quite interesting. Actually, I think it's the most interesting book I've read. It's called The Curious Incidents of the Dog in the Nighttime. Because at that time, I'm quite talented in mathematics somehow. And in this story, I find it the main male character is quite similar to me. Because the story is about some mathematics genius, which is a kid, and some adventure story about him. So I find it quite interesting, and I really can correlate it's the experience in the book to me. So I think it's quite memorable to me.
How did you come across that book? Was it recommended to you or assigned to you?
Yeah, there are a suggested book list every year, and we can choose books from it, or we can just we can just read anything we can. But I don't know what to start with, so I just follow the book list and choose some interesting ones.
Okay, so there was still some elements of choice in choosing that book.
What do you mean by elements?
So there were a few options for you, and that particular book was one of them.
Yeah, they categorized the books into different genres. So and I also try to find the books from the book list in the library and just kind of read through them a little bit and choose this.